I don't kill everything I fuck, but I do fuck everything I kill. Play this song loud and kill and fuck someone for Satan. Stained in blood for all times.
Jesus fucking Christ. What have you given me today, Aaron? What is
this? You are listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a bi-weekly pop culture podcast dedicated to filtering pop culture through the eyes and the extremities, or extremities even, of the internet. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez, and who are you?
I am Alex. Alejandro, I should say, for this episode.
Last name?
Mitchell.
All right, there you go. And we are joined by two guests for this Halloween spooktacular, even though this whole month has pretty much been spooky month, as we've been calling it.
And you not calling it a spooktacular at all, as you would always say.
So we are joined by, again, by the founder, the writer, editor-in-chief of The Obscure Gentleman.
Okay, Jim.
Also
known as Obscure Gent.
We are also joined by someone who just started crying right now, the leader and main host of the Plane Zero podcast,
the Leonardo,
and as some would say, a Thomas Jane lookalike. As long as Thomas Jane has long
Leonardo
hair,
Leonardo looked like a fucking turtle.
So who are you?
My name is Travis, and I was just scratching my eye, and then I almost poked it out. Also known as Obscure Trevor. You ain't the only one.
Yeah, this is our final Halloween episode, or spooky episode, whatever you want to call it. I guess it's a good time to get started, right?
Yeah. So, Tony Bandit, hit the music or something.
Back together again, eh? Let's play.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
I just can't take no pleasure in killing. Just some things you gotta do.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Pretty much done with our...
Yeah,
with movies in general.
Our contemporary Halloween movies. We took a chance and we did a lot of... things that like had recently just came out, and I mean, it was interesting to do that.
Yeah,
so,
it took us out of our comfort zones of liking horror for the most part. Well, most of us.
I don't like horror that much either, but
well, like for like me and Aaron, who I feel I wouldn't have watched these movies because I'm honestly a horror snob. Where it's like it's not old school. I don't like it.
I might have eventually watched them. That's usually how I am.
But would it be an eventually like I'm really bored and it's on Netflix?
It would have been as soon as they come on Netflix.
I do like horror.
Yeah. So just to set that up, it has been a kind of a fun ride.
It's been a romp. It's been a if I'm gonna be honest, it's been a bit of a roller coaster.
Let's just get into it then. Today we watched an actual a movie that was just released, a brand new horror film that was actually supposed to come out, I believe 2 years ago, but a lot of delays happened, and it finally was released. So this is Eli Roth's The Green Inferno, and to put it bluntly, it's a throwback cannibal film.
Yeah.
A bunch of college students go out to the jungles. It's not the jungles. But it's the rainforest.
Yeah. 30-year-old
lush
college students going to the rainforest.
Yeah.
And, some may say green.
They're essentially going to protest the bulldozing and cutting down of trees. This big social media sort of thing.
Yeah. We're trying to get it on on YouTube, essentially.
Trying to get make it go viral.
Yeah.
They decide to all go down there, you know. None of them have any jungle experience.
No.
Is he a professor or what is he?
I thought he was just a student that looked
old.
Is that guy also a student? I'm going to be honest.
I think he was the head of that group within the campus. He was
the club leader.
Yeah. I think they're student ran too. I think he was just a senior or an older.
Yeah, I don't think he was a professor.
Possibly a grad student.
Because apparently he was so offended that a freshman said something to him. That he obviously isn't a professor.
Stupid question.
So these are all NYU type students, very affluent, and they're well to do, and they want to.
Some might say sheltered. I think.
Well, they want to do some good in the world, and so they go to Where exactly? What place?
I think it was Chile.
Peru.
Is it Peru?
It was filmed on location in Chile.
Yeah, no, it was actually filmed with a real tribe.
Yeah.
Who didn't really speak English, so they had to have translators communicate. So they go and they do their whole stunt thing.
Bunch of mercenaries for some reason are showing their...
Mercs, if you would.
That's not really where the meat of the movie happens because... yes. They go back on their plane and you think everything's fine, then... Their engine catches on fire, and then they crash, and right away, people start dying, but not from cannibals or anything. People fly out the plane. They start dying and getting thrown out the plane. Yeah. Some are, like, the pilot. There's one of the co-pilot, a giant spear tree trunk thing is rammed through his
Which
head.
Got a big reaction from all of us going, oh!
Yes. There was a lot of that in this movie.
He was lucky.
Oh, he was. He
Them's that die. Be the lucky ones.
And the dude who...
that was the best.
He walked into a propeller.
I mean, and it wasn't like one of those like big, crazy, brutal...
Yeah.
That's why I liked that death so much, because it was just like there's a propeller going, not super fast.
It wasn't Dawn of the Dead style.
No. It was just like, boom, take the chunk of his head off, and it's like, yep, there we go.
But before they get captured, the TA guy, or whoever he is, the group leader, his girlfriend gets... A spike rammed through her head.
No, her neck.
And then her head.
Yeah.
Well, they see the natives, and she react.
Most of these guys are presented as actual assholes before any of this.
Except the main girl.
Yeah.
The main girl is...
For some reason, she gets... In her words, he's charismatic.
Well, the rest of them, like Alejandro... Well, no, Alejandro's the main guy.
I'm there.
The guy that looks like Alejandro, though.
There's a guy that also looks like
They just seem like the typical uninformed tree hugger types who you... would see in college.
They mean well.
We're going to do good, guys.
But you got the couple that are just assholes.
Yes.
Real assholes.
But the guy who looks like you, he was also an asshole because he was in on their little plan to make her the figurehead.
But he was a nice asshole.
He cared, but he still knew.
Bleached and plucked.
He didn't think it was going to be that bad.
In Generator X's words, you're a fat guy in love. And that was... Daryl Savarez in this, too. Junie from Spy Kids. And Generator Rex.
So, they get captured by cannibals, and then the rest of the movie is pretty much one by one, they're either being eaten, running away, and being eaten. The first death...
I think that's the most brutal one, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, because it
sets it up.
It sets up what...
In real life, they murdered him. We watched
it. As I was saying as a kid,
to wrap up the movie, though, they're getting picked up one by one. Eventually, the main girl, she does escape. She makes it back to civilization. It's like a standoff between the tribal people and the force.
It's not really a standoff so much more as like...
They're getting gunned down.
Yeah. I mean, that's the simple
way. And then when she gets back to the United States, though, she says that the cannibals weren't cannibals, that they actually rescued her, they saved her. And it's sort of this, and it went viral and it became this huge thing, cause she didn't want the, rainforest to be destroyed. These natives, how they did go about their cannibalism, it wasn't how you saw it in like Cannibal Holocaust or Cannibal Ferox, where it's like super brutal. Not the killing is brutal, but the preparing and cooking was very like,
that's why it wasn't brutal too. I mean, it was more like they were just normal people.
It seemed
that flesh looked tasty.
Like, it seemed like a bunch
like
of
a good roast.
Like grandmothers, like people, you know, like cooking stuff. Like
they have a ton of animals there.
Yeah,
and they don't eat a single one.
I mean, they might actually,
but we never see them.
No, I think the human thing is more like it's a rare treat.
Yeah, kind of like how the other movie where it was like they're obviously not eating humans all the fucking time.
Yeah, it's like
they only eat one human.
It's like they eat cow and chicken all year round, probably. But then it's like oh,
Dad human. Was proud. He didn't care how.
I thought
humans like a treat, right? It's like, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's and they did it in like a real ritualistic fashion. I mean, so something you pointed out, you pointed out in the beginning of the movie was that you figured that because when we find out that the main girl's a virgin, when the lady, the witch doctor lady, whatever she is, she's shoving sharp things up their private part, and there was blood, and so it's like okay, she's a virgin, and so Travis pointed out like they're gonna sacrifice her. They're gonna do.
Sorry.
And they ended up painting her white and putting like red dye all over her face.
Well, they were gonna remove her clitoris.
First, yeah, for, and
okay, oh, and that was the thing earlier on. They had the
they were in a class.
It was like a geography class or something where they're telling you about different like traditions throughout the world and how a lot of tribes, a lot of Middle Eastern countries, and all that will remove the clitoris of a woman and then sew up their vaginas and then bind their legs for like I don't know how long. They said until their wounds heal and shit.
Yeah.
Essentially, they were telling you this is fucked up and this will have no bearing on the story later on. Don't pay attention to this.
I forgot. Was it you who said foreshadowing or is it?
I did.
Yeah. It was. Jim was saying it. Was pretty clearly foreshadowing.
I said it. Yeah. It was me first.
He even yelled it. He yelled foreshadowing. He screamed.
And the ants too. It's weird. They also foreshadow the ants very briefly.
They did?
After that. They show, it's like, I'm back to the ants. And I was like, okay. And I said, I kind of said in my head foreshadowing, but I'm like, they're not going to bring ants into this.
There was a jaguar that came into play later, but it didn't.
No, it didn't.
There was no payoff.
I think it was a red herring sort of thing where it's like, oh, it's going to maul someone. And
you're supposed to think that it's the jaguar that's been killing people the whole time, and then you realize, oh, it's the tribe.
Yeah. So
was that
even after the first few people get eaten? Was you that think really that it was the jaguar doing it?
Are you serious?
What?
You said it was a red herring.
Oh,
I got you.
No, I thought the red herring is simply, it's gonna kill her. Oh no, it's not.
She walks right by it.
Yeah. Well, I looked at her and was like,
Well, it was like, it was white and she had black spots on her too.
He's like, you're a jaguar too.
I will leave you be.
Oh, I guess you're a jaguar. All right.
Okay. So I think that's good to move on to John Benjamin. That's a good to move on to the. Even though this movie's pretty brutal, and it is, it's very graphic.
It is, but I don't think it was overly.
No, that was weird. See, I've seen Hostel before. I've seen all of Eli Roth's movies, and they are overly graphic. This felt graphic in a way that was just like.
It was all necessary.
Yeah, it was necessary gore.
I came into this
Travis
thinking like
is looking distraught right now.
That's his. He always looks distraught. I came into this thinking, okay, this is going to be crappy. This is going to be a shitty Eli Roth movie. It's going to be overboard. And when I watched it, it was like he added the human parts of, I mean, no pun intended, of them cooking, them like actually being a civilization, not just these, insane.
Them joking around with each other.
They were still acting like normal people.
There was like a grandma who chased out a little boy and it felt like,
Who did this? Who just do these things? But I was surprisingly happy by this. I mean, it had the typical, all these characters are getting along, they're dicking around, there's a little bit of setup, and then it's just like, here's this death. And the propeller death, if it was I was expecting Eli Roth for the person to walk in and then just stream blood.
And every single death that happened in this movie, it was done with intent and purpose. There's an interesting one that I don't think I've ever seen in a movie where someone finds out that their girlfriend dies. It's this girl who finds out her girlfriend. And she just, because they're eating this food and she finds that her tattoos have been used to cover the bowls and the children are playing with it. So she grabs the bowl, breaks it, and she tears her throat open.
I loved that so much because
it also implied that what they were eating was her.
Yeah.
But you never see that. You never see the person is caged. And, fuck it, I'm done. That's what everyone should do in a horror movie like that.
She quit. She was like, nope.
And it was instant. It wasn't like, I'm going to do this. It was like, fuck it, done.
And it wasn't like long and drawn out, like, oh, no, she's bleeding everywhere. And, it was quick.
It was a really quick succession of
it caught you guys by surprise. Events.
It's like, break, cut,
death. Which is why even though the deaths were pretty gruesome, the most gruesome death was the first one where it sets you up like this is the world we're in. We're in a world of cannibals where they cut off every limb.
I was convinced the movie would get far worse than that, to be honest. I think that was it really for me.
I mean, the rest of the gore was enough. It was seriously enough gore. But I think
it wasn't Eli Roth style of gore. It was everything that happened was fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I forgot what podcast I'm on.
No, you can cuss.
Okay. It was jacked up, dude. But
I don't know why you looked at me for that.
I just wanted to turn my head at you. But it was one of those things where it's like, wow, all of these situations are horrible and they suck. And I liked that a lot better than him just showing, look at all this blood gush out of the neck.
And it surprised me for a Roth film. But I think what is also interesting about this movie is how it handled humor.
And the mohair cuts.
Yes.
All the tribal people did have mo haircuts, mo
hair. Isn't that like truth in television though? Like that's like a thing that you see a lot. Yeah.
Because we're used to that haircut being on Mo from the Three Stooges.
Yes.
Or
Patrick Crown. Yeah. Yes.
Doctor Who. So the humor in this movie though was interesting because
it was mostly regarding Daryl Sabara for me, I think. Because he had a sizable amount of marijuana.
Yeah, the
humor is...
There is a lot of, like... It's
as odd as you could say that, yeah.
Light-hearted humor.
Yeah. Like, he has a sizable amount of marijuana, though, as I was saying.
Yeah.
And he stuffs it in the girl who slit her throat. Out of context.
This is a big scene in the movie, which is weird. So, yeah, shoves marijuana down her throat. And then they cook her because she's dead. And then they all get high. They get really stoned. Like, the whole village.
I don't understand a lot about, like...
Rules or laws.
About weed.
Think it's, yes. It's almost like...
But it's like, would that be enough to get everyone in the tribe that high?
It's smoked.
Think about this, too. It's like, you know when you cook a pig and you stuff it with like oregano or garlic?
And penis.
Like a whole pig body? Uh-huh. It flavors the whole thing, right?
How much pig? I mean, how much oregano?
You know when you stuff a pig with some pig?
How big a pig we talking?
Like how much oregano does it
take,
though?
That was a fistful of marijuana.
No, I'm saying how much oregano does it take? Because I don't know.
Probably a lot. No, they if, I don't know.
If it's a big pig and you use one of those little things, that'll do it.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm just saying.
Like, I'm not asking this to be funny. Oh, no, I know. I don't know.
I think it was enough, too. And also, they smoked her. Cooked, smoked her.
Hey, Yama, yes. How many ounces of marijuana will it take to get people stoned if they stuff a human body with it?
So, the smoker that they had, it got everyone contact high, and then they started eating her, so she's full of marijuana. It was just...
And then they turned into, like, actual stereotypical cannibals, where the next day they were pissed off, okay. Like, man, so I ate a fucking boot.
So before that part happens, we do get this, like, awesome, like, this scene of them rolling around, being just high out of their mind. Two people escape.
Three try to escape, yeah. And then there's one guy who's in the cage who's a dick, and he tranks...
Alejandro, the actor... The character was
Prince Junie.
Was such a horrible piece of shit.
Yeah,
I feel like we're not getting enough into that.
We haven't even talked about the part where he was masturbating in the cage just to help him calm down.
Yeah, there's a scene where Alejandro masturbates,
and another guy gets so upset with him that he chokes him,
and he's still masturbating.
Keeps going.
You know what? This did two things that like people always talk about. Well, if I'm just in this situation, I'm just gonna kill myself. The girl did that, or man, I'm just going to beat off. Like, in a moment where it's like...
I've never heard anyone say, I'm just going to beat off.
I'm sure there's been people who said that before.
For like, if I'm going to die, I'm just going to start jerking.
What if you're on an airplane and it starts to fall?
Oh, shit.
Yep.
And then did he come or what? Travis.
Okay, so that's one person.
Yep, that's all I need.
Yeah, just an asshole of a character.
And again, that masturbation thing was also humorous, too.
It was like refuge in audacity for me. It was like, this is so, it's so ridiculous. At the same time, I'm buying what he's saying. It's like,
yeah.
I could, it's just an asshole of a character.
But people are escaping, and what does he do? He tranks one of the people escaping because he doesn't want to be the one who gets eaten next, because he's not going to try to escape with them.
Because his logic was, we're not going to make it.
Yeah, so then what happens?
The flat-out thing he says is, I don't want to be eaten alone.
Yeah, so after they're all...
Spot-on impression.
So the cannibals are all stoned out of their goddamn minds. Even the there's this one interesting cannibal actually who visually he looks like he's covered in black.
He kind of reminds me like,
and he has a bone through his nose. And then he has this big yellow like circle,
like a lunar thing right going on.
But he was the funniest stone character to me because there's this like human bone hanging and he's just like slapping it
with his like weird bone axe thing that he's got.
And then he starts looking at a skeleton and like he's high of his mind. So then the big scene that happens.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm not like a big fan of pot humor, even though I do enjoy pot movies.
But because it happened to cannibals, I feel like.
But not just that. Funny. It wasn't overboard because I feel movies will play it where it's just they're almost on acid.
Yeah. They weren't hallucinating or anything. No, they were just
high. They were all laughing.
Yeah.
and they were like it's that scene with hitting the bone. He wasn't like going insane and just like
it's not Transformers 2.
Oh god, that was horrible.
Yeah,
when the mother gets high,
oh yeah,
she starts hallucinating. Acting.
No, she's just running around being weird. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, but so then we get to the next scene that so this big comedic like comical situation leads to something really fucked up and brutal.
In my opinion, it's still kind of funny.
No, it's humorous, but it's like.
It's a fucked up humor.
So, Junie from Spy Kids,
the man who started this whole thing,
he ends up.
He's a victim of his own his own love of weed.
He's hoisted by his own
petard.
He wakes up laying on the ground after being darted by that asshole.
Yeah,
Alejandro.
Yeah,
and then so he wakes up and he's like, "What's going on?" And these two cannibal dudes are standing over him laughing, and he's like, "Oh, they're still stoned." And then he starts doing tricks with his fingers, trying to make them laugh.
And then, like, those fingers look fucking good.
And then he's like, "Oh no, they got the munchies." They start biting him, and he's like, "Ah!" And he starts running away. The whole village, like a zombie horde.
Yeah, just
I was almost certain you were gonna say "finger looking good," and you didn't.
No, I'm above that kind of humor.
Interesting.
Bad humor.
They just rip him apart.
No.
And I think that's his gory. No. That's like the last big gore scene, and
yeah.
The rest of it is the girl and
it's suspense after
this
that.
This bald really. Dude with a beard trying to escape.
Yeah,
he gets ants put on him, and all his bones are broken.
I thought you said bald beard with a dude. I'm sorry.
You know what? When they were first hitting him,
yeah,
I was just like, oh, they're just beating him. And then right when you guys said, oh, no, they're breaking his bones, I'm like, oh yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah,
that's not good.
No, that was outright torture because they weren't doing that to eat him. Yeah. Oh, and like they were punishing him for trying to escape.
By the way, yeah, we should mention that they do escape, and they get to the where the plane crashes. They find the cell phone and the GPS track or whatever.
But the battery's dead.
And then they get caught.
They don't get it
that's
in
almost,
time.
That part's almost comical where it's like they just see two blow darts and it's like, oh, and then they black out.
I think the
everyone here was like, oh.
I think the comedic star of this movie is the lookout guard.
Yeah.
There's this lookout guard.
I think we made him the comedic star of this
movie.
When
he gets high, he falls out of the tree in a slapstick fashion.
He probably died.
You hear him just go...
He could have died. We never saw that guy.
No, he wakes up the next morning. What happened?
Swear to God, Bob, I did not want guard duty. This is bullshit.
It's like half his village is dead now because of the... At the end, yeah, they get wiped out by dudes with machine guns.
The mercenary dudes from earlier in the movie.
Yeah. But the humor, yeah, it is standout, and it doesn't like take away from the gore, but it helps highlight it kind of in a different way, because something like Cannibal Holocaust, there's no humor in that movie, and
I'm at that point where I never want to watch that movie.
You probably shouldn't. They murder a turtle.
Yeah, like, I'm not big on that.
On camera.
I'm not big on that.
Yeah.
If it was Leonardo, that's bullshit.
If it was any of them, I'd be okay with it.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I hate the Ninja Turtles.
Because they give you nightmares, I've heard.
Yeah.
Because you're Shredder.
Tonight he dines on turtle
I hardly
soup.
Know her.
That may be my favorite thing you've ever said.
Oh, damn. So for a cannibal movie?
He just powerbombed us with love.
For a Campbell movie, it was a surprising, like...
I think for an Eli Roth movie, more for me than...
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so let's...
Travis, you like Eli Roth,
let's touch
right?
on that.
You're a big Eli Roth fan, right?
No, I hate Eli Roth movies.
Okay, so let's... So going
How many of his movies have you seen, by the way?
Well, just, like, the main one.
So just Hostel.
So you just don't like Hostel. I love them as...
Hostel and Cabin Fever.
And Thanksgiving. Oh. The trailer.
The trailer, it's 2 minutes and when I saw it, I was like, I didn't like it. But later on, I saw it again.
It's
I was
hilarious.
Like, it's fine.
Is this your favorite Eli Roth thing?
This, as much as I hate to say it, I think I did enjoy this more than anything else I've seen from him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would never watch it again.
Okay, that's fair.
But I also, the cannibal movie really has never been my bag, baby. Mm-hmm.
All
right. This is definitely a step above Cabin Fever or Hostel, aside from some of the acting.
Yeah, for an Eli Roth film to say, like, I went into this thinking, like, okay, it's going to be another Eli Roth film. It's going to be just a lot of gore for no reason. It's not going to be, it's going to try to be funny and not pull it off. It's,
The only part I could say that I didn't like, especially humor wise, that was too Roth for me was her taking a dump.
Oh, that was the only part that did seem like
fart jokes. Not because they nauseate me, not like Jimmy Pardo. It's I just think they're too easy, or just it's just like okay, great.
There are some if done properly and executed with, they can be all right. You guys had both said that she was sick earlier in the movie because I was confused.
She said, in the
beginning and on the plane, she was like, oh, like her stomach was hurting and whatnot.
To me, that could have easily been a plot point if they ate her. I didn't even know they got that. Sick.
That's what I thought was going to happen. I thought she had a bug in her when I thought there was a conspiracy. Yeah. I thought they'd fed her something, but it was just a setup to a poop joke.
And it's like, the poop joke is like, okay, she's got the shits. I get it. Like, that's...
And then we
cut. But then, no. It keeps...
It cuts to images of the kids in the tribe, like, waving their hand over their nose.
My whole point against that, though, is that they kept going with the sound effects. I'm like, okay. See, it's not like an affliction anymore. It's just a joke.
That scene seem like... It's like if those two assholes who make all those horrible parody movies made a parody of this, that scene would be in there. It's like,
except it's in the original, and that's what's weird. Yeah.
That was really one of the only scenes where I was like,
that was out of place. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, we also didn't need that whole that fake out ending where it's like,
oh, okay,
where
so
she has the dream for a second.
I did like it because all of a sudden that was the part that terrified me the most, not because it was scary, but because, like, oh, you just turned this movie to shit.
But it's like, oh, okay.
I think...
But yeah, so for Eli Roth, I think a big, and also big part of it is, when he's making his other movies, he went in with just the intent of making gory horror movies, and...
He showed restraint for the first time.
Now, I think what the difference is, my understanding of why he made this movie, though, was his nephew...
wanted pancakes.
...was on his smartphone... And he was doing that Coney thing when that Coney thing happened.
Oh, yeah.
And he was asking what his nephew, he was like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, this is important. This is to, you know, we're going to save these people. And then when it turned out it was false, he brought it up to his nephew again. And his nephew was at this time all of a sudden on some other, like, social media trend. And he said that this movie was sort of a reaction against those people who they don't research what they're doing, which is, you can kind of see in this movie, is no one researched what they're doing.
Which is what I said at the beginning. Like, if you're going on a camping trip, usually the person who's setting it up will say, all right, you were taking this. We're going to need toilet paper. We're going to need this. These guys were just like, well, so what are we doing?
The only person who had any real idea of what was happening was the guy who was the asshole throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, and then
it was like purposefully seemed like maybe he set this group up to not know.
But which also makes more sense from what Aaron is saying is to show those people where it's like, yeah, I'm for this cause.
And they fall for a lot of these causes are like, they are things where it's like, it's viral marketing.
And they show that too with that other guy.
I think why this movie is different is because Eli Roth went in with like almost like a fire in his gut about it, where it's like he was passionate about something and he was like, I'm sick of like young kids like my nephew being suckered into this stuff.
It was different than, like, it actually did have a message, even though it might get a little convoluted but with people getting ripped apart.
It didn't feel like a ham-fisted message at all.
It didn't feel like, hey, Eastern Europe is shit, don't go there. It's like...
Oh, shit, that's what it was about?
No, like, yeah, it's like...
Give children bubble gum.
It felt like there was actually something there.
Yeah.
That's why I don't have a deep hatred for him. I just... I know a lot of people, the horror porn and all that stuff.
I don't hate him either. I just think it's like... He is very much a gore over substance person. Where with this, it was like he had something to say.
Yeah.
And the gore came second and became part of...
Well, like, Hostel was so overboard that there was nothing scary or terrifying. It's just like, all right, here's the next thing.
It was like, can I get gorier than Saw?
Okay, here's the next thing. So it's like, it was just so boring that it's like, he desensitizes his audience. Where it's like, there's no moments to wait. And like, because with this, there's a lot of spacing in between things happening. I mean...
There's actually time for tension to build. Yes. Like, a lot of the time, too, we're spent wondering, oh, my God, is this going to be the scene where we see... Is this going to be where they cut off the clitoris?
Yeah.
Like, and that gets played up a lot from the very first moment they're doing the virgin test.
Yeah.
Which you think it's happening then, too.
Yeah.
To basically when they catch her again and they've got her, they're literally about to do it, but then... They hear something and they go to
On top of that, I remember what he also said in one of the interviews I read, an interview that people got pissed off about. He said that he was rooting so hard for the Occupy Wall Street thing, But then he said what he saw happen was it got taken over by a bunch of corporate people. The message just got lost. And everyone was just more concerned about tweeting and going on social media than actually making a change. And so that goes into this where he's just angry at those people who were like...
And they are just sitting initially in this movie.
Yeah, because when these people find out, like, yeah, you might be get shot or you might like have to get your hands dirty. They're like, what? No. So it's so weird. But yeah, I enjoyed this movie.
I did too.
Like, I mean, I can't say, oh, I loved it, but I mean, I liked it. I liked this movie a lot.
It was a solid cannibal film. That's so weird to say because I've seen other cannibal films. Almost every
cannibal film is like the stoned scene where they're maniacal, insane people. I get what Alex is saying.
And I do love that they gave us that scene. But they gave a reason why they acted like
that. Yeah, and in everything, it's like, oh, they're deranged lunatics. Where just like Alex said before when you were yelling at him, he was just saying they're normal people
that
do a fucked up thing.
Yeah. And so, Travis, I mean, you're the
I've
one.
Already,
you're,
I mean, I've already kind of said
no, but did you enjoy this movie? I think that's the question.
How many Lane Staleys? Wait.
William Sadler. So, really... I mean, because you're the one with the most hatred for him. Did you enjoy the movie?
I was surprised that I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's an appreciation.
Yeah.
Definitely for what it was, because it was better than I thought it was going to be. And it was I don't regret seeing it once.
Is this the Eli Roth you wish he would make? Like, do you wish he would make more movies like this? And you feel like you might actually feel better about him as a filmmaker?
Possibly, yeah. Like, compared to the other two movies...
Yeah.
Is it the violence?
No. Usually with Eli Roth, it's just the way he does it. I don't prefer gore over substance, as Aaron was saying before.
It's
like,
gore done... When there's gore done for no reason...
No, I understand.
Or if it's not done for... Like, Peter Jackson in, like, Dead Alive, that's extremely gory, but it's done for humor. But when you're doing it, to be like, look how brutal I am.
Yeah, like the Achilles tendon shit and like anything. Yeah, it's like the eyeball, like that. I'm with Hostel. I'm not down for it's that. That's like, why I won't watch that movie again.
Watching Hostel was like speaking to like this dude who really loved Cannibal Corpse in high school.
Mm-hmm.
What
the fuck?
This dude in high school loved, and all he would ever talk about was like how violent the world is. And how
I thought you were talking
is.
About me.
I didn't know. I didn't. And you weren't in my high school. That'd been weird. You were just hanging around.
You did go to a black metal, death metal high school.
but yeah, I mean, and yeah, I agree with that point. It's like horror when it's just like, look how brutal we are. Look how like crazy this is. It's like...
It just becomes too much and it numbs you. And it's like, well, you're not doing anything to scare me. Yeah. You're not building the tension. You're not doing anything.
If we were to give Sadler's...
Lane Staley's.
So we rank on five Sadler's. Let's start with Travis. What's your Sadler score?
I would give it. I mean, are we doing out of five?
Yeah. Five Sadlers. Yeah.
So maybe 3.5, which is still
that's totally fair. Yeah, that's. Yeah. I mean, that's what you gave the last two part for Doctor Who. So, yeah, that's completely fair.
11.38. William Sadler's. No, I would say a good four, solid four, 4.5 maybe.
It had problems.
That's the thing. It barely had problems. I liked it.
Yeah.
I probably won't see it again just because it did what I wanted. It's like, wow, this was great.
Yeah.
But I also don't need to see it again. That would be a five to me.
Like,
so
every once in a while, you would see it like maybe every few years.
If my wife were to want to watch this, I'd be like, okay,
yeah,
cool.
I think I gave We Are What We Are like a 3, right?
Yeah, you did. 3.5, I think.
It's weird because giving it a 4 feels weird to me, but giving it a 3 doesn't feel right either.
I mean, 3.5 you can give it.
3.75. Because I think there's still something about it that's off. It could be the shitting scene.
When a masturbation scene's better than a shitting scene, that's really strange.
But yeah.
I mean, I see what you're saying because it's not a complex movie by any means.
No.
It's just in the realm of this kind of horror.
It's old school.
It's old school, and it does a good job of being old school.
It looks.
It's going to keep me out of I just had a stroke, guys.
Amazon's.
He's never going to shop online again.
Yeah, like with the movie though. I like there's something about it that's off, and you know what?
You just can't put your finger on it.
Yeah, and but here's the thing though. I liked seeing the gore.
Yeah.
Would you
watch it again though?
Maybe, yeah, with a friend that hasn't seen it. I wouldn't watch it again on my own.
I would recommend to watch this with friends. Like,
yeah.
It's one of those movies where you go, whoa!
I do feel like that added a bit to it, because if I watched this on my own, I probably wouldn't like it for whatever reason. I don't know why.
I could agree with that a crowd, that like an audience helps.
But yeah. You could tell also the enjoyment levels of watching and it follows with all of us, where we're just cracking wise the whole time and just like...
Because it didn't hold us.
We did.
Yeah.
We cracked wise with the Babadook too, but I said... When push came to shove, the Babadook was able to calm us down. And say,
it did.
Pay attention.
And we even cracked a little wise during this.
Well, we did.
No, we did a fair
amount
of cracking.
But this, just like the Babadook, like you were saying, it brings you back in to where you're like, oh,
there were also moments of silence for us in this movie, like when they're about to circumcise
us. Every time we tried to give It Follows that, it failed us.
It was just like, oh, wait, they're doing something? Nope, they're not doing something.
And then like they were going to eat the guy's fingers, and then Travis is like, that's finger looking good.
That never happened. I did try to turn around when we thought they were going to circumcise her, and Aaron said, no, you have to watch. You look now.
For me, it wouldn't work.
I would give it a 4. I enjoyed it. I thought the practical effects were damn good.
Yep.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
It is some of the best gore like effects that I've seen in a long time.
And it wasn't overboard like everybody does now.
It didn't feel like there was like gallons of blood in a like gallons and gallons pouring out of people.
And there was some CG assistance, but it was very subtle. Yeah. It wasn't like I love Devil's Rejects, but my biggest problem with that is the CG blood.
Yeah.
And it's everywhere. CG blood looks horrible. This, I could see the CG blood, but it was so subtle I was like, I don't care. It just added an extra splash or spray. And it was not a giant Kill Bill type splash.
Yeah.
Yeah, the practical effects were really well done. Like, everything you guys have just said, I can mirror it.
I feel like this is something I'd watch every October, probably, around
you
October.
You know what? I want about to change Earth Day? A little. Definitely Earth and Arbor Day.
Yeah.
I definitely kind of change where, like I said, I would definitely recommend this to people who want to watch a movie like this, where it's a horror movie. It's a good movie.
Sometimes people are like, give me something gory. Give me something like...
Yeah.
And it's like, all right.
There we go.
All right. It's not gratuitous. It's not crazy. Yeah. It's not just...
And the story can hold you.
Yeah.
The average around here seems to be around 4.
Very surprised. I was very surprised by this.
Yeah. Very weird that this happened, but...
I was expecting to not be looking most of the time. Like,
I really did think it was going to be a shitty movie. I thought it was going to be a piece of shit.
I heard some friends say they didn't like it, so... Well,
a lot of people don't like this. This movie seems very polarizing to a lot of people. My hope is that he keeps making movies like that, not...
That he cares.
But yeah,
that it seems like he actually has a message he's caring about.
I want his nephew to keep fucking up so he can keep...
Oh, I'm glad you said up.
I want him to give a shit about what he puts in his movie.
I want people to be around Eli Roth and fuck up and make him mad, so it's like, oh my god, I gotta make a movie about that.
The line at In-N-Out took too fucking long.
Then he'll make a fast food movie about someone killing people at a fast food restaurant or something. Right. I don't know.
As long as it's not about zombies, I'm good.
I guess we'll move on to our Doctor Who segment.
Yeah.
Hey guys, okay, so this is where you normally hear our Doctor Who segment. We've decided, for the sake of this Halloween special, to move that to next week. So The Woman Who Lived will be discussed at length next week. On top of that, you'll have the Zygon Invasion and the Zygon Inversion being discussed the following week, so it'll be more of a combined thing. So, for this episode, we're sticking to the Halloween thing, so... Let's continue then, shall we? To close out our Halloween spooktacular, whatever we're calling
what
this.
What the hell?
I like that.
To close out, I want to do this thing that I normally... It's just Alex and I usually do it, but this should be a good time to end Halloween with some internet comments. I looked up videos about the history of Halloween, what people do on Halloween, just anything related to Halloween, and I scoured the comments. And here is what I got. So Derek says, bullshit on this bubblegum piece on the origins of the pagan satanic holiday. Expected better from the His Story Channel.
All
right?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. So
this guy's upset about something he saw on the History Channel.
Yeah, it was a History Channel video about the history of Halloween, and he didn't like that it was a bubblegum piece of origin of this pagan satanic holiday.
Was it about bubblegum? No,
it wasn't actually about bubblegum.
Okay.
It was Halloween. So
In other words, he was saying that it was too soft on the on the pagan side.
This dude's YouTube profile is like all.
Is he an MRA guy? Because the way he said his story, I thought that's right.
I think I don't know, but his profile has like inverted crosses and stuff. So he's
pretty scary. Yeah, so watch out for his
avatar.
You may say he's in Bedwood's End.
Joey's gonna love that. So then. Basketball Girl 224 says,
Oh, it's a lady. What's up?
This was the only time I was interested in learning. I'm going to be a salsa.
Well, if you're going to be anything, be a salsa.
Wait. I'm trying to think what she might have meant instead of salsa. Because clearly, there's got to be something. It can't just be, I'm going to be a salsa.
No, it's, I'm going to be a salsa! Exclamation point, yeah.
I get it.
I'm going to be a salsa.
Dancer? Teacher? Instructor?
To a messenger.
No. Hey, it's a basketball girl. What's the number?
224.
Basketball girl 224. If you're listening, let me know what you mean.
So.
Holler at your boy.
Joe says.
Oh, Joe.
Hi, friends. How cute we, my two little cute. And how awesomely cool were we beating the parents?
I hate the goddamn internet.
This was on a song about Halloween. The Misfit song Halloween. Huh. It was a sing-along song for children.
Well, what is your favorite Halloween song that includes the word Halloween?
Damn it. What do you think of that?
I think, and I've noticed a trend this whole month, and that is the comments on these things that aren't like, they're the most bizarre. Like, it's just people looking for a place to mumble. Like, these comments are mumblecore. And it's frustrating that I can't even figure out what they might have meant.
I mean, I know how he feels.
Yeah, I mean, I have said like what James was saying. Said I've just responded to whatever.
Sometimes they're scary too. Like
no, but there have been times where he says something. I'll just be like, I really fucking hate the internet.
So
yeah,
Dreamcakes says,
Oh shit,
her telling was the fireworks, .. and her calling for Anna when she was .. all pure. There were no fireworks in this video.
Her telling was the fireworks. Like
her telling was the fireworks.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't know where you're just you find the most like you're like
again, these were all histories of Halloween, what people do on Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are scary. These are general top everything that's mundane has the weirdest comments.
I think by you reading these aloud you're conjuring a beast.
He summoned up.
These are the lyrics to Halloween too. That's the twist.
So Sammy Hane 13.
Oh shit!
Says
Sawane. Oh,
God damn it! But he's gonna ruin it by being insane.
Then it's pronounced Sawane.
We can study air in a laboratory. This is it.
That's the whole thing. We can study air in a laboratory.
Well, we can.
All right, let's do this.
Fuck God. Fuck you. Oh, no.
So
no.
Gabby says, Dady's beard gone. Maybe his face. Never mind. Let's go running around again.
Okay, Daddy's beard gone. Maybe his face as well.
Never mind. Forget
that. It's still there. Let's go running. No, that makes perfect sense for Halloween.
All right.
I don't like these people.
JW424 says,
I'm getting dizzy and nauseous.
JW424 says, my mom said I used to cry when I was little because I thought the fireworks would kill God.
Again with the fireworks.
I don't get why.
Well, that makes sense.
Because I make sure to watch the whole videos before I do this because I want to see if the comments are saying anything. No fireworks in this video.
I feel like this person was afraid that fireworks were like missiles going into heaven.
Which, as a kid, I thought so too. So.
It makes sense depending on if this is like a 5-year-old.
So Nicole says,
God.
She cried for mommy for just a little bit, and I realized that it wasn't hunting her.
This is just scary now. Like
okay, yeah, this movie. Is someone who was like saying that, you know, someone wanted, and then they weren't being hunted.
This was on a children's Halloween song.
What was the song? Like, what were the
lyrics? I don't know. It was like some weird German thing. Because, like, I was looking up, like...
The Weinachs Bäckerei?
No, it wasn't the Weinachs Bäckerei. Like, it was just... There's random songs all over YouTube.
Frau Totenkinder?
Ha!
So... Cinnamon Vanilla. It's spelled weird.
Cinnamon.
Is it possible that the Easter Bunny is Jewish?
Well, I mean,
I don't know why this was on a Halloween video.
Technically, yeah. I
mean, sure, cinnamon vanilla. Sure.
It's a fair question.
It's a, albeit out of place.
Iris says.
The truth is we're all losers.
So.
Barry, what's wrong
with you? His name is Iris Savin. And yeah, you'll find out why.
Oh.
I did not drink broth in Scotland. Don't speak lies of Irish. Halloween invented us. My best friend's Catholic.
Yeah. He's the Wait. Most sane person.
Yeah.
Halloween invented the Irish.
My best friend is Catholic.
It all makes sense now.
Well, it's good to know that I'm descendant from Halloween.
He was all
yes.
He was all over this video just talking stuff about Ireland and stuff.
Yeah. I'm a descendant of Halloween. That explains why I like it so much.
Of course.
Mitbiyamcha, something like that.
Yamcha.
Noam Chomsky.
Himself. He's going to die in like 10 episodes.
So sad. This was like a video that was like, I guess it was a student Halloween history video that someone uploaded.
So just seeing something fun,
yeah,
right?
Well, yeah. I think it was like probably a class project.
Yeah, I'm keep it up, you know.
Your teacher is lying to you. I'm a necromancer. Thank Europe. Not just Celts made scrifices. Halloween is no more the devil day than Christmas.
Well, you got to trust him because he's a necromancer.
Yes.
He pretty much said, when you go out, wear some reflective stuff, don't get run over by cars, and have fun.
Hey, look, and the important thing to remember is that you can't have spell necromancer without romancer.
It's true.
I guess.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. All right.
So this last one is a back and forth.
Okay.
It's the last one. So Yit Marlaid. Mm-hmm. I think that's the name.
Get Marlaid.
That's Creole lady.
Is it Get Marlaid?
Why no? YT Marlaid.
Oh.
YouTube Marlaid.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't celebrate Halloween because my grandpa doesn't make it anymore. To which hard X-Core Love says, doesn't make what? To which YT Marlaid says, he used to make Halloween for us. We'd eat it. To which hard X-Core Love says, I don't think you understand what Halloween is.
I'm trying to wrap my head around what she's actually talking about. I know you're going to say, she's talking about Halloween.
No, her grandpa doesn't make Halloween anymore.
I knew you were going to say that. I really want to know what the fuck she's talking about.
There's a Finnish food called challah bread. I mean, maybe she meant...
Challah.
But this was a video about Halloween.
Maybe she didn't watch the video. Maybe she just typed in challah and she's like, I'm going to comment about this video without watching it.
I've noticed that's a lot of these people.
Yeah.
He used to make Halloween for us. We'd eat it.
Travis,
come on.
I mean, I
feel like you just like you went into his brain and just shattered it.
No. Sometimes you just gotta understand that the true spirit of Halloween involves taking it in you when someone makes it for you. So you just they decorate it and then you eat Halloween metaphorically because your grandpa made it.
So grandpa makes Halloween, but Irish people are descended from Halloween.
vis-a-vis Grandpa made me.
So her...
Yes, I...
I'll say that. I'm going to go with that one.
All right. To some extent, yeah. Grandpa... Yeah, that's the end of our... So that's what Halloween is, I guess. It's all these... at least people on YouTube...
Pumpkins screaming the dead of night.
People on YouTube think Halloween is all this good stuff.
All this stuff and more. That's what Christmas for. Something, I don't know. This the Stevie Wonder song. It's a, we said that's what Halloween is to me.
It's called Don't Drive Drunk.
Yeah.
So
don't drive blind either.
To end this,
true story.
To end this month of Halloween... let's take it back. So, I don't kill everything I fuck, but I do fuck everything I kill. Played this song loud and kill and fuck someone for Satan. Stayed in blood for all times.
I feel...
We all got to give a guess.
If you went too easy, this is Cannibal Corpse fucked with a knife.
No.
Travis?
I don't know. If it had any relation to the movie, even though I know the song is technically about something else, hunting humans.
No.
All right.
Spooky, scary skeletons.
Oh my God!
This is Blood Feast by the Misfits.
No. So I was kind of close.
So happy Halloween, everyone.
I thought you were going to say a penis.
We do see his cock.
Well, we don't know if it's actually his. I hope it's not.
It definitely isn't. And I'm fascinated by the fact that it's not that it's a penis that's bothering you, because obviously we've all seen them, except maybe Travis. But
ouch.
Travis, no, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. No, he doesn't like to look at his own. He's very proper.
I can't see my own until my wedding day.
Thank you, Travis.
There you go.
That was a perfect yes. Give me some. What was I saying?
You're talking about me.
Yeah, I find it weird that it's not just the penis. It's I don't want to see the Spy Kids penis
because he's part of my childhood. So I don't want to see his penis.
So the girl from Spy Kids was naked, would you not look at it?
That's different.
Interesting.
That's
interesting.
I just didn't want to see that tarantula get that much closer to his dick.